Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning to you, Mary. And the women's singles semi-finals take centre stage at the French Open in Roland Garros today. The world number one Arina Sabalenka meets four times champion Iga Swiatek, and that'll be followed by a big interest clash between Coco Gauff and the French wildcard Loïs Boisson, who surprised everybody by making it this far, especially as it's her first time playing in a Grand Slam and she's ranked 361st in the world. The partisan French crowd is expected to add to the difficulty facing Gauff, but the American second seed plans to lean on her experience of coming through similar situations before.
She's having a great tournament, Boisson, and what I expect the scenes, I've played Jasmine in Rome, I've played Jasmine and Sarah in Rome, I've played Caroline and Christina in here, so I have some experience playing against like a crowd that maybe is not rooting for you. So I mean, there's two ways I've done it in the past. Either A, just pretend they're cheering for you, and B, just using it and not letting, you know, that get to you. I've been in crowds where they're 99% for me, so I don't have an issue with it. And, you know, I hope everyone will be respectful of things. And if not, it's cool. I think, you know, it makes sports exciting, and I can't get irritated the fact that, you know, someone's rooting for their, you know, hometown hero, because I would do the same. So, yeah, I think it's just something that I will mentally prepare for if it were to happen, and expect and be ready for.
That's Coco Gauff. In the men's singles, Novak Djokovic kept up his quest for a 25th Grand Slam title, battling past third seed Alexander Zverev in four sets to set up a semi-final tomorrow against top seed Jannik Sinner. Munster scrum half Craig Casey will captain an Ireland squad containing 11 uncapped players for the summer tour to Georgia and Portugal. Casey has accumulated 18 Irish caps since making his debut against Italy in 2021. Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley will continue their duel for the out-half duties after both were overlooked by the Lions. Beara have pulled out of the Cork Senior Football Championship as they don't have enough players to field a team. Beara have won the county championship six times, most recently in 1997, and it's the third year in a row that they've been unable to compete. Chelsea have signed striker Liam Delap from Ipswich. Their relegation from the Premier League activated a release clause in his contract. The 22-year-old is a son of former Irish international Rory Delap. England have begun preparations for the intense heat they'll be expecting to face at next summer's World Cup, which takes place across the US, Canada and Mexico. Thomas Tuchel's squad are in Girona ahead of Saturday's qualifier against Andorra in Barcelona, choosing to prepare for the match in the 25-degree heat of Spain rather than back home. And while out there, they've been testing acclimatization by riding on spin bikes in a sauna-esque setting, as they want to learn more about the impact of heat on each individual player. Fallon Sherlock is to take a break from darts for health reasons. Having made history in 2019 by winning two matches at the World Championship, she currently doesn't have a tour card and competes in the women's series. Sherlock said she needs to sort herself out and get herself well. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland team of William O'Connor and Keane Barry have been drawn alongside Gibraltar and China in next week's World Cup of Darts in Frankfurt. Aidan O'Brien will have three runners in Saturday's Epsom Derby: Delacroix, the choice of Ryan Moore, the Lion in Winter, and the recent Chester Vaz winner Lambourne. The final list of 19 declarations was published yesterday, much earlier than normal for a Saturday race, a decision made by the British Horse Racing Authority to increase publicity and build anticipation for the Derby. Finally, the golf focus for the next few days will be on Toronto, where Shane Lowry, Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power will all be in action at the Canadian Open.